Maybe I could talk about bone health for
yeah, I was going to ask you about that for sure.
The data is becoming clearer and clearer as more and more data is accumulating, not only in the cancer area, but in just the general medicine area. So we start out with one of the concerns before was that there'd be long-term hip fracture risk and that you would get a lifetime fracture risk because you lose bone and couldn't recover it. That was a concern. Two things. Well, we look at the attack follow-up data presented by Tony Howell and published was that after 6 months, after stopping the two agents, the fracture rates were the same. And is that biologically plausible? Well, if you stop estrogen plus progestin for maintaining bone, then you get accelerated bone loss at 2 to 3 times the age-adjusted rate. Could you get accelerated bone recovery? Well, Perlonning did that trial of early stage and DCIS patients with 2 years of XMS stain versus 2 years of placebo, and then reported the 1 year follow-up where the bone had returned to normal in the spine and was returning to normal in the hip with doing nothing in between. So we have the signal that it's going to be self-correcting if you do nothing. The second signal, which I think many of us missed, was that in the attack trial where there was no pretreatment, and as in any of the trials, there was no pretreatment screening or calcium vitamin D or protocol-defined bisphosphonate therapy. So pretty much giving tamoxifen maintains bone, increases bone, and aromatase inhibitors after 68 months, the hip fracture rate was 1% in both groups, no different, with no therapy. It was 1.2 versus 1%.
And how do you explain that?
The explanation came from a cohort study. There was a United States osteoporosis cohort established where they'd got 170,000 women get bone mineral density. It's a cohort, so they could do whatever they want, and they followed them for 3 years. The vitamin ages 50, 60 by decades, and then by baseline T-scores, so normal osteopenia osteoporosis. The 50-year-olds, whether they had normal bone osteopenia osteoporosis, had no hip fractures in that group. The 60-year-olds had almost no hip fractures. The people who had the increase in hip fractures were the 80 to 99-year-olds. So I think the clue was to get a hip fracture, you need not only bone loss, but substantial trauma. And a 50 and 60-year-olds in these clinical trials aren't at enough risk of substantial trauma to get a hip fracture. And we didn't know that before. I think we forgot that the people in those osteoporosis pivotal studies were going to be older individuals. And why the 80 to 99-year-olds get hip fractures is because the way they fall without breaking their
fall. So it's the fall rather than their bones inherently that are different?
Yeah, I think the risk of substantial trauma, because even if a 50-year-old falls, they fall and break their wrist. They put their arm out, and a 60-year-old just falls down the steps, right? And there's all this business about balance and can't get your arms out to break the fall and that the trauma is substantially greater.